The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Here's a question for you. Would you change from your existing job to one that would help to mitigate climate change? Well, maybe not you, but it's surprising how many would do exactly that. I'm joined by futurist climate and sustainability journalist Joe Lennon, who's going to tell me what the stats are. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Yes, this is very exciting new research from Matrix Recruitment, and they basically asked a selection of Irish professionals about their job, about their work. And really interesting, what stood out to me is that of the people who don't work in a green or sustainable career right now, 85% said that they would be willing to move into that kind of career in the future, which is amazing, really exciting. And it's great because the IDA estimates that over the next 50 years, we're going to need twice as many people working in these sectors, and we don't have those people right now.
I don't know how sophisticated the research was, but I mean, if you said, listen, there's a great green job going, but it's 10 grand less.
This is it. And the research did show that. It showed that, you know, people weren't willing to go back to college full time to do it, really. And I'm sure if it came into something like that, you know, taking a pay cut, possibly not. But what it showed is that people were willing, you know, if they could stay in their current role and try to figure it out, or if they could maybe do a part-time course, they were open to that. And thankfully, there are loads of courses and ways to upskill, free and not free, and great advice on how to start making a little transition if you do want to look at that kind of career. Mm.
So they were interested in upskilling within their own job or within their own company. If the company made some course available, they would do it.
Yes, and I think that's really positive. And actually, I spoke to a couple of HR experts on this, and they said their number one tip is that if you are interested in doing something sustainable in the job that you're at, or in general, don't leave your job. Stay where you are. See if you can maybe do something while you're at that job. You know, whether it's helping your company get an accreditation, if it's helping them maybe start a green team, even something simple like getting their recycling in order. Like, start from where you're at. You don't necessarily need to dump everything and go back to college to do it.
Now, the areas in the green economy, what are they? I mean, give me some examples of where the jobs might lie.
Totally. So at the moment, circular economy is a massive deal in Ireland. We have lots of different regulations that we need to meet in terms of becoming more circular. And really what that means is to move away from using stuff and dumping it to actually finding ways to reuse it. So there's a swathe of new grants coming out for businesses at the moment, anything that they can do to incorporate circularity. So if you can get in and start training in circularity and helping businesses, that's going to be a huge area. Then there's the really obvious ones. Obviously, energy is a massive one. We have lots of new wind farms coming up. People are installing solar. Anything that you can upgrade and train into that. And then sustainability and AI is a huge one. You know, in Ireland, we have loads of great tech companies. They're all looking for people who can come in and either train AI or work with AI to start doing sustainability. So they'd be the big ones. And then lovely, more nature-based ones like biodiversity. Maybe you want to get rid of your laptop and work in a garden and help the birds and bees. So lots of natural, nature-based jobs as well.
It's funny the way some people have been in the green economy and they wouldn't call it so. For example, people in the salvage business.
Completely.
You know, you go to a salvage yard, you can buy a pair of maybe Victorian gates for your pad, or a vase that maybe has seen better days, or an armchair that could be refurbed.
You're so right, Pat. Like, so many jobs are so green. They are so sustainable. They haven't maybe been marketed that way, but they totally are. That's one of the most sustainable jobs there is. I'm sure there's loads of people listening right now thinking, wow, my job probably does fall into the green category, which is amazing.
We had a report the other day from Sarah Madden about the people who are scavenging in the bins around the place for cans and plastic bottles and bringing them to the return machines and turning a tidy penny. And even though they wouldn't see it, they are part of the green economy.
They are the most circular people right now, taking all of that waste and again putting it back in. And look, I know there was a lot of, you know, negative press maybe about the deposit return scheme, but it's been so successful in Ireland, and that is circularity at its core. Taking a product, using it, putting it back into the system, and all of those cans and bottles are 100% turned into cans and bottles again. They're food grade, which is amazing. So that's really circularity.
Now, a lot of the time people are throwing out furniture, for example, and they just have to dump it, even though, you know, there's a lot more life in that wood or in that upholstery. There's very few people in that business.
There really is. And I would really encourage it. We've talked about it so many times, Pat. You know, there's a lot of things like that that people literally have run out of solutions for, even though there are solutions out there. So anyone who can get into furniture remaking and salvaging, I think that's a massive, massive area. The same with textiles. People often will say to me, you know, I'm just not sure where my textiles are actually going when I maybe put them into a recycling unit. There's so many jobs like that that are going to be created over the next few years. because we are legally obliged as part of Europe to start finding these solutions, which
now,
is great.
You have researched a number of courses that are available. So talk to me about the AXA Climate School. What's that?
Yeah, people may not know this, but AXA started their own online climate kind of school courses in 2019. Honestly, to just train their immense workforce, they have people all over the world in lots of different modules, and they're focused on your profession. So this one's for HR, one's for finance, but it was so successful that they actually opened it up and now you can train for free. So you can literally log on to AXA Climate School and there are dozens of courses that you can do. They're fantastic. And look, they've been used by companies like L'Oreal, IBM. If you're a business, you can use it too. Depending on how large your company is, you might need to pay a small fee, but it's absolutely brilliant. It's a world-class training. And look, especially if you're just, you know, dipping your toe in, sign up for one of those courses, do it over weekend and see how you get on. It's fantastic.
There are all sorts of modules. I'm wondering, looking at one of them, Green HR. What is Green HR?
Really, really interesting. So that's a huge area at the moment. And that's all about, you know, how do you actually place people in green jobs? How do you find the right people for, as we say, you know, not everyone who's trained in something might be, you know, sustainably trained, but you could put them into a role and they can learn while they're there.
I had this vision of the personnel manager interviewing people for the job and checking out whether they're clad by fast fashion outlets or whether or not they're wearing their granny's old cardigan.
Not yet, but maybe down the line, that'd be nice.
Now, the SkillNet Climate Ready Academy, what's that?
That's fantastic. That's a government-based school and it's fully funded. So if you're someone who has their own business, if you're self-employed, if you work as a professional, you can basically sign up for one of these courses and it will be completely paid for. And again, they're very specific into different sectors, but fantastic training and great. Again, it's fully funded. Once you're compatible, you can apply and go for one of these courses. And look, these courses are fantastic on your CV. We know that a lot of companies now when they're hiring will look to see, have you done something to upskill in green? It's so beneficial for them. So take a look at the SkillNet School. Excellent.
And you can check that at climatereadyacademy.ie. Now in Kerry, the Kerry Education and Training Board is doing something very practical.
Yes. And I thought, you know, there's so many people at the moment up and down the country really stressed about their Leaving Cert results and wondering what's going to happen. And I would really encourage people to look at the wide range of apprenticeships that are available in the green economy, particularly when it comes to energy. And Kerry, as you mentioned, have a fantastic apprenticeship training programme for wind farms and wind turbines. So if you want to start maybe looking at a career in that, that is going to be something that's going to be around for a very long time, really future-proofed and a fantastic job. And those apprenticeships seem to be really, really doing well. So I would encourage anyone who's maybe looking down the apprenticeship route to consider that and look at green energy.
And gov.ie/ climate and green skills, complete list there.
They have a list of everything in the country, free and paid for, that you can look and plug into.
Jo Linnan, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.